Good morning, and welcome to Words from the Honeycomb with Joanna Eccles. Today, we will be talking about how, you know, sometimes have you ever tried to go share the gospel with somebody and you felt like God wanted you to, but you're like, this is kind of hard. I don't know what to say. I don't want to do that just now. I've got to be somewhere. Bye, God. But He helps us through it. He helps us to be not ashamed of the gospel. Let me tell you about what happened to me recently. So I met on a Saturday morning with my church's evangelism team. We studied scriptures and prayed for God to provide us opportunities to share the gospel at the park. Then we broke into small groups to meet with people and point them to Christ. And so as we strolled along this concrete sidewalk, I saw this lady, and she was playing ball with her son in this big, large field of grass. And I felt the Holy Spirit prompt me to go talk to her. I told her, hey, we want to encourage people. She said, thank you. Then I tried to tell her about Jesus, and she just shook her head. So I started to walk away when a man from my group asked her to church. Then she announced she didn't speak English. The accent sounded a little familiar, but I couldn't quite place it. My friend then asked which language she spoke, and it was one I studied in college. Still, I wanted to leave. I hadn't used that language in years, and my skills were so rusty, I was embarrassed. And I tried to justify that if I couldn't speak clearly, it would probably reflect poorly on God, you know, and I didn't want to reflect poorly on God. Yet the Holy Spirit, He wouldn't let me depart. My feet stuck to the ground until I shared about Jesus. And I wound up having a 5-minute gospel conversation with this lady in a foreign language. I felt like I suddenly had to get to tongues because I understood her, and I even recalled Christian vocabulary. Amazingly, she grasped my poor grammar and complimented my pronunciation. My mouth dropped. Definitely, this was a work of God. And she said that her mother prayed for her, and I said, that's nice, but that's not enough. She needed a personal relationship with Christ. I told her God wanted her to know that He loved her so much that actually He sent me to the park to tell her about that love in words she could comprehend. She said she'd take it as a sign from God and would look into reading the Bible. I showed her where to download the Bible app to get her language and recommended reading the book of John. As I finished my series on the I Am statements of Jesus, I realized it doesn't end there. Because of who Jesus is, our lives are changed when we believe in Christ. My encounter at the park reminded me of Paul's words in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Jesus didn't die just for English speakers. He died for all nations, tribes, and tongues. Salvation is for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greeks, the Gentiles, people like me, like the lady on the sidewalk with her little boy. Who knows, maybe one day I will rejoice in heaven standing beside this woman and her son. What a joy that would be. I can't let shame of unused language skills make me ashamed of the gospel. As a believer, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and I pray that God will empower you to be unashamed too. Have a great day, and God bless.